Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Super Black. We are your hosts, Carl.
And I'm Dan.
And today we are doing a Forge episode, full creative. We're getting real fun in here. So, Dan, I had a weird idea. I don't remember where it came from. I don't exactly care, but I do love the name. So I'm going to share it with you once more and the people listening, and then we'll get into it. So, the name of the character is Soul Soldier.
Everybody, I like it.
Everybody digest that?
As soon as I heard it, I was like, there's so much that can happen here. And if we keep within the context of like a Luke Cage 70s universe, that would be something interesting to work with.
Yeah. And my initial thought when I said the name out loud to myself, which I tend to do, which freaks people out at work, is I was thinking like a Motown sort of 70s singer or 60s or something. And of course I had the traditional like Afro velour suit, you know, patent leather shoes, doo-wop thing going on. But then he was like, he or she was some sort of vigilante at night, or, and I came up with this a couple days ago, some sort of mystic who was kind of like Doctor Strange, holding the fabric of time in place, and also, you know, singing doo-wop. Now I didn't attach the magic to the music, but that could be interesting as well, where mm-hmm. maybe their voice is so harmonious they can both sing and, you know, repair time fabric with their voice.
I can see that. When I first read the name, because we were talking through text, the first thing that popped in my head was just the basic design that I saw when putting this character together, and then the backstory just came later. And to me, you know, we both touch upon using his voice as a weapon in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. But I also wanted to use his voice and his singing talent as his lead in origin, his tragic story about how he was this down and out soul singer, like from the Four Tops, right? And he was a really bad gambling addict. And one day, you know, his bookie tried to call in all his debts, and things went wrong, and then his family gets killed because of it. And then the story just kind of snowballs from there, where he now becomes this down and out tragic character, and he needs to find a way to redeem himself, and then finds his way into the world of the mystics, because he tries to bring his family back, and then that dramatically backfires because he makes a deal with the devil. And then it just goes awry, and it keeps going awry, kind of like a Constantine type of character, mm-hmm. a little more funny, you know, a little more cynical. Constantine is very, very cynical, but like funny. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, every turn he makes, it just makes things worse.
I like the idea that it always goes awry for this person. It could be interesting. It's like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, try and rebuild my life, and oh, I stumbled upon this magic. This should be cool. Oh, I can, you know, repair some aspect of my life with magic. Oh, I screwed it up. And he's like, now I have to go find another way to do this. I'm trying to figure out. I also like the crossroads aspect of it. It reminds me of the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Mm-hmm. Where the guitar player said, oh, I sold my soul to the devil so I could play this guitar really well. And now the devil's come to collect. They never actually say, you know, whether or not he sold his soul to the devil. He was just good. But it is an interesting vision of this character, you know, kind of walking into a dusty crossroads. And he's like, I just want to be able to, you know, fix everything in my life and then sell his soul to the devil.
Can the bar be called Dusty Crossroads that he walks into? Maybe where the killing happens is at the dusty crossroads.
What if the the bar is at the crossroads, but it's been like built over. So
okay.
So the bar is literally dead center of some crossroads, but like, let's say the devil just built a town around it, so it doesn't look like a crossroads anymore, just so he can trick people into going in. And, you know, the devil's behind the bar. He's like, oh, you look, and because bartenders always hear everybody's problems. It's like, oh, you look down and out. You all right? It's like, yeah, you know, just all this stuff has happened, blah, blah, blah. He's like, I could help with that, you know? And he's like, gives him a drink. He's like, just drink that. And it'll make all your problems go away. Mm-hmm. And then, like, he pays him, and that's, like, a signature. And he's like, oh, I got the power of... But would the devil give somebody the power to repair time?
It would come as some sort of consequence. Yes, but it would come at a consequence.
I'm trying to think, like, what... I know that there would be some sort of, like, backfire... There's always a backfire, but I feel like they would have to ask to be able to do something like that.
What's like, huh?
Because you know, like whenever they say, I want to play this guitar super great. And he's like, oh, yeah, we can do that. But also, you know, your fingers or your toes will fall off or whatever the hell it is. But they ask for something specific and then they just, you know.
Are we keeping with the gambling debt?
I don't know. I want to figure out what it is. Maybe we have to work from the middle backwards and then forwards. Like, what is it that this person wants? What is their motivation?
So
let's take a whole step back. Is this even a dude or is it a lady?
Yeah, absolutely. To me, absolutely a dude. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, I'll ask it in my head. Yes, he would be a guy, but I'm open to anything right now. Because, you know, the backstory that keeps building as we're talking is this down and out singer, part of the Four Tops. You know, he's traveling with his crew, has a gambling debt, and he walks into the dusty crossroads. And he's sitting at the bar, and, like, he's complaining. He's having a drink. Like, he's gotten into a huge fight with his band members because they're about to kick him out because he's just toxic to everybody else. He's talking to bartenders, like, yeah, it's like, I'm down and out. He's having a couple of drinks, and it's like, yeah, I need money, or my family's dead, and so on and so forth. And he unwittingly, you know, gets into a pact with the devil. Things backfire. He gets the money. His family dies anyway. And then from there, it's him trying to bring his family back. His wife, who is this down-and-out spirit now who's going to follow him around for the rest of his life. It's like, you know, he loves his wife, but his wife, God bless her, hated him, especially towards the end. And he unwittingly, like, brings back her soul, but her soul didn't want to be brought back, and now it's just chained to him for the rest of his life.
But how? How does he bring the soul back? So maybe we're losing what Soul Soldier is. Like, so what... Let's take a couple steps back. So the name Soul Soldier, what does that imply? I like that. I like the wife aspect. So maybe being able to, I don't know, talk with spirits or phase in and out of the spirit world, or
maybe
soothe angry souls so that they can finally go to rest. And maybe his wife is the only soul he can't soothe or something. Or
maybe after making the pact with the devil, like an angel who just has to be sitting on what's happening, feels sorry for him because things got so messed up and so tragic. He makes a deal with him now. He's like, hey, how would you like your revenge? How about we turn you into the Soul Soldier, where he becomes like a hunter. And it's his job to hunt down within that cage, 70s blaxploitation era. So like he has to hunt down Blackula, like all those different type of characters, in the guise of like still very much a Soul Soldier. Like I picture him with that crushed velvet jacket with the fringe shirt and army fatigue pants with army boots, with, you know, his voice of gold and a demon destroying machine gun strapped to his back.
I actually really like that idea. I'd rather him not fight established stuff. I would love to just make up new stuff.
Like that would open up our universe. Like Blackula was the first thing that popped out to me. Like, what other blaxploitation monsters can we create in that universe without it being highly offensive?
Yeah. So, okay. So I like the idea that he has to travel around the world and whether it be, I don't know, capture or release or soothe or whatever, you know, these monsters or something. I like maybe that he still has to repair kind of this fabric between realms where it's like this weird spirit realm and then ours and his voice and his dance moves or whatever the hell it may be can either defeat a monster or send them back over the plane, or he can walk through the plane or something. Mm-hmm. He can open up these rifts with his voice or something. I like that idea. I also like the fact that you could then tie it into a band where he has to travel around the world with them. So he's actually like booking gigs in places that he actually needs to do work, mm-hmm. Double time. And then it's kind of odd to his whatever soul group he's part of, which I think we need to come up with a good name for them. I had like the Dulcet Fives or some nonsense. I forgot what it was. Mm-hmm. I have to look it up. But I like the idea of him just like getting his manager, book me a gig in Louisiana. And he's like, dude, you shouldn't go to Louisiana. They don't really like black folks there. Mm-hmm. And he's like, it's fine. Just get us there. We have a gig there. Book me something. And they like play in a parking lot for like 17 people. But then he just runs off at the end of the set to then like capture some sort of weird entity or restless Black Panther spirit or something.
Mm-hmm. Like El Chupacabra, something along those lines. Because if you go to say we can, you know, make up our own monsters for that time, for that era, we can also dive into just like African folklore or anything like, you know, like diverse folklore, like say steer away from Dracula, but find something specific to that culture, wherever we are, like something lesser known that we can jump into, that we can explore and still make it fun, still make it silly, still make it that he has to like find a way to make it up to his band every single like issue where like, hey, I'm really sorry about this. And they just keep falling for it over and over again.
I also would love the idea of them actually becoming like, basically the Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be cool. It's like if he slowly recruited his entire band to become this like roaming set of Ghostbusters or whatever, soul searcher, soul soldiers. Yeah. Maybe their names are just the Soul Soldiers.
That could work. But like each of them,
and he is the Soul Soldier, but his band is called Soul Soldiers. And then maybe there's like an interaction at some point where like some sort of giant freak monster is attacking him. And then he says, he's like, I'll defeat you, Soul Soldier. And the band goes, dude, we're all the Soul Soldier. How, you don't get to co-opt that one name. Mm-hmm. And then they have this weird little interaction by fighting the demon. He's like, I needed a name. And he asked my name. So I said I was a Soul Soldier. He's like, that's copyright infringement. Like you can't just take that for yourself. That's all of us. We all came up with that. And like one of the guys like, yeah, man, I came up with that on the toilet. He's like, no, you didn't. And they're still fighting and the demon's looking at him like, are we doing this fight or what's happening? He's like, just hold on a second. We're having a band meeting.
Can like two or three just get wasted in that segment and come back to life at one point or another? Like maybe that's part of the tragedy as well, and part of the comedy is like they like his people keep dying around him and keeps trying to bring him back and stupid shit's happening. Like maybe like when he's in Louisiana, right, and they're doing a gig and they're first introduced to him as a Soul Soldier, one of them is shot and killed or stabbed through the heart and killed, and he tries to bring him back with voodoo and then he's a zombie. So they all have their particular traits.
Oh, that'd be really cool. What if he brings them all back, but they all take on a different like horror
trope?
Yeah. So one is like comes back as a werewolf. He's like, why'd you bring me back as a werewolf, man? He's like, that's the only thing that was left. I don't know what to tell you. That's all I had. I had a werewolf hand and I had the, ooh. All right. So now we're getting into what his powers are, which I love. It's like what is making him a Soul Soldier? So he has to have some sort of concoction or like alchemy or maybe his voice is mixed in because he can speak the incantations, like his voice has a specific pitch or something that can activate a spell or something.
What if he was 1/6 Irish. Is it Irish or Scottish? And there's Banshee blood in him.
I don't know what any of that means.
Banshee. Do you know what a Banshee is?
I know from X-Men, yeah, well, the dude that screams high.
So the Banshee is an actual mythical character whose voice can screech and hurt people, I think. I have to look it up just to, you know, I don't want to ruin it for everybody else. But coming to mind, like, it's an actual mythical character that he can be part of that lineage. Like me. You know, I'm thinking about me. Like, my last name is O'Brien. I have Irish lineage in me. I have Scottish lineage in me, but I don't look it. So that could be the same for him. So, like, he has that Banshee blood that helps him sing and helps his incantation. He can sing in higher octaves than nobody else can, you know, and at the same time, that magic voice can help with the incantation. So he's part witch or warlock, or however you want to think about it. I want to look that up now. What is a Banshee? What is a Banshee?
Yeah, look, I mean, that seems like a long way to go, but
it could potentially,
and I like, maybe then you could say, like, oh, Whitney Houston was a Banshee, and you know, Mariah Carey was a Banshee, but she lost her way, and now she can't do it anymore. yeah, maybe.
So
is he like the high notes?
Yeah.
Does he hit the high notes? Is he like the like what I suppose?
Like he hits high notes. Like his balls haven't dropped yet.
Oh Lord.
Yeah.
Is he like screaming at enemies, or like what is his?
It can be ability. It can be that, it could be partially that, but also it helps him, like, for him to do the incantations, it has to be in the high-pitched Banshee voice.
Oh, that sounds like, I mean, I'm just thinking about adaptation. That would be really rough on people's ears during the...
Oh, absolutely. Like, that's half the fun in it. That's what makes it funny. It's like, why do you have to do that? It's like, shut up, man. This is what I need to do in order to make this happen. It's like...
I got to get loud. Yeah.
It's like a Banshee... A fairy or woman is a female spirit in Irish mythology who heralds the death of a family member, usually by wailing, shrieking, or keying. Her name is connected to the mythologically important tumuli, or mounds, that dot the Irish court's countryside, which are known as a side, singler, or sid in Old Irish.
I like it does connect to what we were saying, where a loved one dies and they kind of wail. Mm-hmm. So he wails to bring them back to life. And then because he doesn't know how to do it, or he's not great at it, they come back as different beasts or something.
Yes.
And then I love the idea of of like a cover of a band, and he's in the middle singing, and they're like five dudes behind him, and one's like a troll, and they're all one's a troll, one's a zombie, one's like a centaur, whatever, like one of those goat people. Mm-hmm. From Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
Sitar? No, what is it? Damn it,
Sitar is one of those big guitars.
Yes. I know what you're trying to say,
but
though.
You know what I'm saying.
Yes,
but they're all in like they're
Seder.
All in sync.
Seder.
Okay, yeah. So but they're all in sync, mm-hmm. Doing like some sort of step routine, and they're all smiling like, yeah, we're a band, and they all have afros or something, and no one questions it, no one's asking questions why there's a friggin 7-foot troll on stage doing the two-step. Mm-hmm. He's like, what happened to you guys? It's like, oh, you know, got brought back from the dead.
There's a story for each of them. Like, they all started normal and then it just started going downhill. And we can have like the first issues of the first few stories be each individual origin, and then roll from there.
Does it take away from the actual soul soldier if everyone has something wrong? I feel like it's funnier if they're just collateral in his way.
Yes, yeah, like,
basically,
we could treat them as collateral, and yeah, they're you know, their backups are help. They kind of need him to survive because he's a mystical being. Say, I think we've gotten away from the whole devil thing, haven't we? Oh wait, no, maybe
not. No, because he's bringing them back to life, but they're also they're casualties in the hunt, mm-hmm. that he's going through.
Yes.
So maybe the plot, we have to figure out like how, like what he's hunting, or why he needs to hunt them. Like, I feel like, I don't know, it's well-worn territory for the devil to like ask people to, you know, do his dirty work for him, but it's funnier, I think, if maybe the devil and another angel have like a bet. It's like, let's see if we can get somebody to, like, how many people, how many souls do you think this person can collect? And he's like, oh, 50. And he's like, oh, I think he can do 2 before he gets sent back. And then they like shake on it, and then the devil opens up a rift, and then all these demons fly out, and he's like, just go wreak havoc, everything's fine. And then he's like, all right, now go find your champion. The angel's like, damn. And he goes out, he's like, all right, I gotta find a guy who's gonna do this. He's like, come on, man, I got you for 50, so you gotta get at least 50. He send out 51. Mm-hmm. So you have to get at least 50.
So
there's like this other, there's this other thing where like the devil at the Crossroads bar is having drinks with an angel that he used to know. And he's like, oh, you know, I think the humans are pretty cool and blah, blah, blah. And the devil's like, ah, they're all meat for the slaughter. Mm-hmm. They're all fuel for my engine or whatever. And he's like, oh, yeah, I bet they can take out some of your minions. And he goes, how many? How many? Put money down.
So how about the angel himself is a degenerate gambler?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yes. Like, everyone has a problem. He's just like, yeah, I'll take that action right now. He's like, I can find somebody right now who can stop 50 souls. And he's like, okay, I bet he can do 2. He goes, oh, okay, great, I'll take that action. And then he goes, okay, just release 51. And he's like, oh, these are all my baddest dogs. So this is all I got.
That works.
I like that. And then he's like, oh, you got to help me out. And he's like the first person that he walks in. Like, he walks in and he's like a down and out guy. But then like maybe the angel can see the banshee blood or whatever it is we come up with inside of him. And he's just like, oh, he might work. But then there could be like a little scene where he's looking at everyone and everyone has something in them that could potentially work. And he just settles for this guy. He's like, oh, that guy has Leviathan blood, so he can swim underwater. But none of these demons are underwater. Damn it. This guy, he's, you know, related to Zeus. And shh, don't tell nobody Zeus exists. He's like, he could throw lightning, but lightning's not going to hit a spirit. Mm. Ah! And he's like, oh, but this one can bring back people from the dead. I guess that works.
Let's see. It's like that. I want to think about that a little more. I actually like that. So it doesn't necessarily have to be they all have some sort of lineage, some like, historic lineage. Like, he could be crossing up, like, this person's pure heart, you know. Yeah, everybody has like a sort of virtue to them. What if he just kind of stumbles into it last second, you know? Like, it's like the angel's sitting there drinking and he's going through the it's like he's drunk as all get out and he's going through the crowd trying to pick somebody, and this person's pure heart and so on and so forth. The devil's like, the first, you know, you know, say, go put your hand, say, go anoint the person that you want to be your savior, right? So as he's reaching out to this person that's pure of heart, Soul Soldier just kind of stumbles into the picture, and the angel accidentally just touches his hand. It's like, boom. It's like, ah, damn it.
Yeah, he walks over to the bar, and he slams his money down. He's like, give me a drink. I'm having a bad day. And the angel touches him by accident. He's like, ah, dang.
Yep.
He's like, I got to talk to you, buddy. Yeah. Like, he can't take it back.
He notices him in the room, but like he openly avoids him. He's like, ah, banshee blood, but he's a dick. You know, like he only thinks about himself.
Yeah, and maybe the guy that he was the guy or the girl he was going to touch has like legit angel blood. Mm-hmm. Like a guardian, like what is it, Saint Peter or Saint Michael?
Or it's lineage, like, or like the Three Musketeers or something along those lines.
You could see like the flaming sword in her heart. And he's like, mm-hmm. Oh, she's full of righteous vengeance. And he goes to touch her really slow because he's a drunk angel, and he touches the other guy by accident. Like, oh no.
You can make that scene so creepy too. Just kind of reach out like, hey you.
Yeah.
Hey you. Yeah. Get over here. It's like, who are you?
And then the guy comes up and says, oh, maybe instead of him just getting in the way, he's actually a nice guy. So he goes, hey, buddy, get out of here. As he's about to touch her, he touches him instead. And he goes, come on, man. I was just trying to touch the lady. He's like, okay, you've had enough. It's time to get out of here. And he tosses an angel out.
That's horrible. Yeah, but that works. That works.
All right. I feel like...
We got there. Like, there's so much more to jump into it. I'd love to brainstorm. Actually, write the first few stories and see where it goes from there. But like that, okay. So let's break down the basics. So he spoke about what he looks like. My general idea what he looks like, you know, classic '70s soul singer with the upper half classic soul crushed velvet suits, and then fatigues at the bottom with stomping shoes on top of that as well.
I would rather him just be in the suit, and maybe as he opens his jacket, he has implements of, you know, soul catching or something in the lining, because mm-hmm. then he still has to perform. He can't perform in like fatigues.
But we need that. We need that silhouette. We need something that stands out, though. Like, if you were to like draw a silhouette of him, how would that make him stand out? As opposed to like, hey, that's a 70s singer.
Well, you could like give him an afro, or give him like his mic stand. Maybe he carries his own mic stand that is turns into a sword or some sort of spear. You could put tassels on it. You could do a bunch of stuff. You can carry, give him
carry roll up his sleeves.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. I just don't think that his suit should still be functional where he mm-hmm. can go to a gig. Like, remember, we talked about him literally running off stage to do something. He wouldn't have time to put on fatigues. He would just like sprint there. So maybe he has specific shoes or rolled up sleeves. I think rolled up sleeves would be interesting. Like, he has like a he's ahead of the curve. He's got the Don Johnson thing going before maybe Don Johnson gets that from him, mm-hmm. Like a la Back to the Future. Hey, Chuck, I know you that sound you were looking for. Well, listen to this, man. Marty McFly came up with rock and roll. Yeah. I think having him have rolled up sleeves is interesting, and then maybe carrying around his mic stand, maybe his microphone he has on him at all times is like a golden microphone that he can, you know,
his microphone is justice.
Yeah, it's just righteous vengeance, heavenly soul. I don't know, something like that.
We can maybe his tie can come off. He can wrap it around his front, like his around his head, turn to like a Rambo style headband.
Yeah, or maybe instead of like a tie, he has what are those things? The kerchiefs.
Neckerchiefs.
Yeah, and he like puts it over his mouth so people can't see who he is, or maybe he wraps his head in it like a do-rag, or.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we can make a joke out of that. It's like, yeah, you're wearing the same suit and you just put your neckerchief over your face. We know who you are.
Exactly. It's like your hair is very distinct. Maybe he has like big flowing purple hair, like just pressed hair. Just long, beautiful purple hair, just full of body. And then he puts a mask on his face. They're like, you're the only black man in all of the United States with long purple hair.
Besides like, Prince, God rest his soul.
Does Prince exist in this? I feel like, if anything, this guy should be our Prince, no?
Like maybe he should inspire Prince. Maybe Prince sees him at a concert one day and is like, hey, this is who I want to become. This is the persona that I want to take on.
But hey. I don't want to take that away from Prince.
Yeah, but to say build on it. We can build on it. Not like be complete ripoff.
No, I mean, but Prince is so very unique. I almost want to leave him alone. Like, if anything, I would want this guy to be like our version, not our version of Prince, but like have that sort of vibe.
It's like bigger, strong. We can have him bigger and stronger.
He's tall, you know, strong black dude. Maybe his name's like, I don't know if you've seen the wrestler Velveteen Dream.
No.
All right, look, he's basically Prince who wrestles. So if you look up Velveteen Dream, you can see what I'm talking about.
I'm looking that up right now. Yo, this is what one of the pictures is exactly what I picture a hip soul soldier to be like. Minus the pimpishness. This is crazy. Yeah, he's dressed exactly the way I think about him. Think that he would look.
So we got down kind of what he looks like. We can flesh out the rest of the bandmates later. I'm thinking there's five of them. I would love to have a woman in the band as well.
Can it be his dead wife? That they hate each other, but she's forever entwined and stuck to him, and that they can't get rid of each other. Please, please, please.
As like what? As like a resurrected monster?
Like a black Al Bundy and Peggy. Like she's a resurrected soul that he can't get rid of. Like he wanted to save her, but in this last dying moment, she realizes like she hates him. Like she's hated him for a very long time.
But then why would she be in the band?
Well, she's around. She's with the family. You know, she's with him.
I just mean like an actual, I think you could have the wife in it. I just think that
she doesn't seem part of the band.
Because the way I said it, it's like, I want a lady in the band. You're like, could it be the wife?
Like, oh yeah. Like, why would my bad, not being clear. It's like, I want her to be one of the women in that story, because I think it's very, very funny to have her be there when she does not want to be there at all.
So she's just hanging, like she has to be within a certain.
Yeah, it's like I can imagine, like, you know, he gets news that his wife is dead and he's grief stricken. And like he does a seance, try to bring her back to life. And when the ghost finally rises from the candle that he's lit, she just slaps him. It's like, psh! It's like, what are you doing? It's like, it's like, no, I don't want to come back here. It's like, well, I can't get rid of you now. Like, you're stuck for me for like 100 years. Like, have it be like a certain amount of time, like a specific time. It's like, ah, damn it. And there's nothing they could do now. Like, she can't be more than 50 feet away from it at any time. So anytime like he tries to go out. And like he, you know, realized like she's going to be with him. Like he's trying to be with another woman. She just messes with him the entire time.
But would he want to be with another woman if he loved her so much? Like he brought her back.
Well, I mean, that could change over time. Like when he realized, like, oh, you don't want to be here. Maybe. I mean, you can.
I think it'd be funnier if he tries to win her back at every turn. Like he's like, baby, I love you. And she's like, I hate you. And he loves her so much. And she's like, you probably cheating on me on the road. And his bandmates is like, that dude loves you a lot. Like, he's never seen another woman. He always just goes home and reads or something. And then she's like, I still hate him. And then he's just constantly giving this ghost flowers. And then she'll, like, fade away. And then the flowers just fall on the floor. And he goes, baby, why you do me like that? Oh, baby, come back. Where are you? You can't be that far away. You're here. She's like, the only respite I get is I could go invisible so he can't see me. And then he like traverses the mystical plane. And he's like, baby, where'd you go? And she's like, oh, Jesus, I can't even get away from you here. She's like, oh, I'm in the bathroom. And she locks the door. And maybe the bathroom door is the only thing he can't look through. He's like, baby, please open the door. And she's like, try and get through the cosmic plane or something. And he does. And the door is still there. Like the bath, every bathroom is a locked door to him. Like he's like, I can't get into the bathroom. Like he needs some sort of like hindrance for her. Like she always runs to the bathroom and locks the door. And he goes, damn it! He's like, that's literally the only place in the universe I can't go. He's like, I've traveled to separate dimensions. I once walked through the rift and ended up on a planet full of upside down faced people. I just can't get into the bathroom when she locks the door.
That sounds good. Sounds very good.
I'm down with the wife. We have the four people. We have that. We have the devil and the angel. Maybe it's not even, is it the devil or is it like another angel making this bet? Or is it a demon? Maybe it's a demon.
It could be a demon for the devil, especially for the devil. He's a broker for the devil.
Yeah, I like that. Get the devil out of it. Maybe it's just another demon. And then we can have groupies. We can have like fan clubs. They can get as big as the Beatles, or they can never get money. And they sustain themselves on the like ancient gold that the angel gives them every time they capture something. So, I don't know. Yeah, I think I like that idea.
That's it. Yeah, that works. That works for me. I think we touched upon the band members already. That'll be a fun little extra in the background. You know, have them, you know, intervene where they need to. You know, and does everybody like are we going to keep them like this big strapping, but also like very much a sad sack type of character? Where like, you know, he can't do good by anybody. You know, he tries to bring back his band members. They hate him because of it. They all have these afflictions, like ghostly afflictions now that they can't get rid of, that they're clinging to for the rest of their afterlife.
I almost don't want them to hate him for it. I almost want them to be excited that they've come back as different things, and people just not really address it as a bad thing. They're like, oh my god, you got a troll in your band, that's so cool. And then he like changes his name, and then the other guy is just like, I don't know, some sort of fire demon or something, and he's always on fire. And but then they're like, oh my god, that dude is so hot, you know, stupid things like that. But they don't hate him about it. They're just like almost like they're coming around, like, man, this is getting kind of cool or something. Because if everyone hates him, then everyone reading it or watching it or whatever the case may be would hate him too. They're just like, oh, this is sad. I don't want to depress anybody. It would be, it'd be interesting if like his wife hates him so viciously and he just can't break through. And maybe there's something there. Like maybe the demon is influencing her, or the angel is, and the angel's influencing her so that she can hate him more, so that he keeps fighting these demons because he has to win this bet or something. But yeah, I think everyone should just either be indifferent, or they don't necessarily have to love him, but I feel like him constantly tripping up and his bandmates just keep picking him up and helping him.
I say the more and more you talk about it, I get more and more of a Scooby-Doo Saturday morning cartoon vibe.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah,
less Scooby-Doo-ish, but kind of in that vein, yeah.
Yeah.
Where they, like, instead of the, it's like the, not the mystery van, but it's like, I have the word velvet in my head now, so I don't want to keep using that. But
the Velveteen Bus?
Yeah, something like the all right, so I had a fake band called the Dirty Purples.
So I like love, that.
I would bring that in there, just like the Soul Soldier and the Dirty Purples.
Oh yes, yes, we're writing that down. I say I like that a lot. Yes. Okay. Well, that's a definite. We're keeping that. I just clapped. Sorry, guys.
if you clap, then that means it's done.
Yeah, that's done. That's not going anywhere. That's going to stay part of it as long as possible. I mean, what else do we need to touch upon? I think we got everything.
Yeah, I think we could take a break and roll back on it another day and see what else we could think about. But I'd love to flesh out kind of the names and kind of what exactly the other guys turn into, because I like Fire Demon, I like Troll, but maybe there's something different we can come up with later. But I think for now, I think this is it's a great place to pause. For people to ingest all the goodness that we just said, unless you have any closing thoughts on Soul Soldier.
Right now, I just can't wait to sit down and actually draw this out. Like, I'm trying to figure out how to put a pretty little bow on this, just kind of tie everything together.
I really want to see, like, the view of them, you know, just on stage and all their different incarnations. And now it's really become the end of the show, because
yeah, that's a pretty little bow right there. Yeah, there we go. That is the ultimate bow. All right,
baby.
So this is Super Black signing off, guys.
Yeah, everyone. Thanks.
Take care.